Okay. So, oh, Matthew, we were just talking about you. Okay.
All good things, all good things.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so today's share on Chalav Yisrael, Chalav Akum, Chalav Stam, Chalav Companies, whatever you want to call it, we'll get to it, is really for Yair. I said at some point we'd have a discussion about, try to have a discussion about the nature of Chumrah. It's a really big topic, and it's hard to really put your finger on it. But I wanted to give a test case. We'll examine a little bit about Chumrah, about policy, through Ramos's Chuvos on Chalav Stam. Okay. So, two things as background. One is the basic sugya of Chalav Yisrael. So, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, starting, you know, in the Lameds, going for a while, has a discussion of all the things which are Aser Mishum Akum, Chalav Akum, Gvinas Akum, Shemen Akum, Pas Akum, Bishul Akum, Avodah Zarah. The sugyas are like Sheikh Akum is Lamed Aleph, and Bishul Akum starts at Lamed Hey, and then is again on Lamed Ches, and then, like, all these sugyas. And then there's Mesivos Akum and Daf Ches, but a lot of Avodah Zarah is about this stuff, right? Where actually is the discussion of the Isser of Avodah Zarah and Shas in 7th Parak of Sanhedrin? Right? It doesn't actually show up in Avodah Zarah once. Derech Agav it does, but not really. Now, there are two main reasons that you find, a few reasons that you find that different things are Asr. So one of them is Mishum Chasnos, which means something like there's a problem, it'll cause intermarriage, it'll cause improper camaraderie that could lead to sin up to and including intermarriage, and the like. And then there's other ones which are Mishum Chshash, that there's trey food in it, that there is poison in it, that a whole bunch of things. Okay? Cholav is Aser in the Gemara because of Shema Yarev Bo Cholav Tame. Straight up, that the non-Jew might mix into it, not kosher milk. That is why Cholav is Aser. There are some of the Achronim already try to mix it in. That's one of the reasons, but the real reason is Mishum Chasnos, but Pashtus in the Gemara is that it is Aser Mishum Shema Yarev Bo Cholav Tame. You might mix in treif milk. Fine? That's why leave that aside. Fine. Now, there is a machlokas. The motivation is almost definitely about Shema Yarev Bo Davar Tame. Now, what is the classic question you always have to ask every time you have the motivation for a Gzera outlined in the Gemara?
Formalist or substantive?
Thank you. Or use formal substantive, you said. Right, same idea. Right, meaning, does it remain intact if the reason does not apply? The classic case that is dealt with is a city that has no non-kosher animals. So, Rov Rubo of Poskim, Paskin, that in such a case, what's the halacha? Your city without any without any non-kosher animals whatsoever. Usser. Right? Most poskim paskin, it is formal, it is usser, zeu. Prichadash is the big bar plukta, the prichadash says, no, it is mutter, because it's about a chash. If it's about a chash, it's substantive, there's no chash, it's not usser, zeu. That's all there is to it. Okay? Now, amongst modern poskim, there is one posek who came out very strongly in favor of the prichadash, and that is? No. Not at all. Rav Moshe rejects the prichadash, and that is what we're going to see. I was setting it up. What? It is the Chazon Ish. I remember when I was listening to a shiur by Rabbi Schwartz, Rabbi Ezra Schwartz from YU, and he was giving a shiur on this. He said, all poskim pretty much reject the prichadash. How could the Chazon Ish not reject the prichadash? Because the Chazon Ish would say to anyone who argued, you reject the prichadash, I don't reject the prichadash, I don't really care. That's basically the methodology of the Chazon Ish's psak in general. This requires a book. Baruch Hashem, there is a book about the Chazon Ish by Benny Brown. It's about 1,000 pages long. Moshe will sell it to you for 80 shekel. I know, he offered it to me for you to check out. It's about, apparently a very good book. Endless. Fine. The Chazon Ish paskens like this, and apparently this is the minhag of Psak in, was it Peru or Venezuela? One of these countries apparently paskens this way. And they rely on the Pri Chadash. Fine. But really, 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 Rov HaPoskim reject this. Now, for some reason, this particular Isser elicited a tremendous amount of vitriol amongst Poskim. I'm not really sure why. To give you an example, the Aruch HaShulchan, for anyone who thought, Rachmana Litzlan, that the rules of Chalav Yisrael do not apply, Bizman HaZeh. So look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Ein L'shol. One more point. And now, what is? How can you be matir chol of Yisrael or chol of Akum? How do you turn chol of Akum to chol of Yisrael, assuming a Jew doesn't actually milk it?
Have him watch.
Right? Yisrael Yoshev Viroa. Now, one would assume that Yisrael Yoshev Viroa would indicate that it is substantive, and that if there was no non-kosher animals, it'd be mutter. But no, all the posts.
You could say he's part of the process then.
Well, that's exactly what they say. No, if he's there, he's part of the process. It's really Chal Yisrael. The other one is just Chal of Akum, which you know doesn't have non-kosher meat in it. It's a formal issue. There's just a formal way out of it. That is what the post can say. Okay. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'ein l'shol. The V'ein davar tamar v'edra. L'amon l'enjei Yisrael yoshiv v'chutz. V'arein shum k'shash b'zeh. Why is it usher if there's no non-kosher animals around? Amnam, because we're showing him the chol she Yisrael lo ra chaliva klal v'hainu shigam mechutz lo yashav asur chazal b'chol gavnei the stamatam v'mishnah chol shechav v'avdei chavim so eyu asur ro we show him saying no, it's a formal iser and that's all there is to it. If the Jew doesn't see it, it's chol of akum chen gazam mordechai smak etc. chol of shechav v'vein Yisrael ro eyu afilein v'hem atmeh b'dir asur de lo leif v'chur v'mineu paritz kedir shen ishchenu nachash kachaz of Rashi. Right, you just need someone to watch, and then he said, but we are Mekel in a Yosef Nechnas. And then perhaps the strangest story in and passage in the entire Aruch HaShulchan. He says, "Vihine, al kopanim nisbar lefi das kol rabaseinu shavino. Afilu b'mukomus l'shchiach klal davar tamei beir ba'ofen she'ein chashash l'taravus chalif tamei. Kol bakom asher kishal lo aman al kopanim v'chut b'shas chaliva. Oshe yotiv nechnas v'dai afilu b'katan v'ktani v'yisbar al b'zeh mi al kopanim eser hu b'chol ofen delok echad migdolei achronim. And it's not like the prichadah sheherich b'zeh lohake l'shas chalif shalahem. Makom she'ein sham davar tamei oshe uracho kamatziyah she'achalvu esat tamei o she'chalif tamei b'yoker v'hevi rayim ez gedolim v'she'kil v'chei agav no b'siba zo yisharbein b'sp Parksim, Bister Zeb, Bidorino, Balanusino, Rabin, Kasherino, Shamana, Vitolim, Atmam, Vizatam, Chacham, Shazakin, Velo Yodu, Velo Yavidu, Velo Yavinu, Shechamurim, Devay Sofram, Devay Torah, Tam, Chacham, Shazakin, Avono, Yisa, Kirjan Israel, Esther, Bator, Shahana, Kodi, Akronim, Yuchol, Ahai, Panav, Lamalita, was Nafshir, Shaman, Nafshir, Rachik, was Asmam, Yzeb. There's one Akron, Pichadas, who's Makil, and people, Rachman, Slon, Lalainu, are Makil like this, and they can't, any. Chacham Upaskin this way will carry his sin for allowing people to be Mekel. Uliyeter says, and just to really make my point, Evarer Lecha, let me explain. Let me explain why everything the Chazal say is like fire. My Shehiz Vada Lifan, I believe in Nishbar B Yosi Yoshev Alkise. You got it? Here. No, that's last week. No, sir. Belave Nishbar, Yosef, Yosef, Akise, Harab, Ir Plonis. Someone came to me crying, broken hearted, when I was the Rav. When he was traveling in the big city, he relied on this kula and he drank milk with no Jewish supervision. The Yashav Tadir Bisham Lasaga, and he stayed in this particular place, this inn, whatever it was, always. V'hu v'od orchim b'shtosim chamim b'boker b'boker konim chalav shamein shekorin samant eidel chenveni in a Yehudi shekineged achsanya shalohem. And they used to buy milk, used to buy cream, whatever it was. Upam lachas. And once, heskilu lachkor b'neihem. So are they asking, where is this little store owner have so much good, thick, fatty milk? So he went to the guy, and he said, I go to the meat market and I buy a lot of brains from animals, and then I mix them and I cook them together with the milk, and I cook it together, and that's the fat. So they all fell on their faces, crying that they eat in treif and basar b'chalav. And the Baal Bayis screamed and cried and did tshuva, whatever. And he said, oh, how great are the words of Chacham of Emes, Kachem, Lanesh, Shekol, Gzeres, Chacham, Levad, Tamam, Anigla, Yesh, Od, Harbeg, Tamim, Kimusim, Shogilo, Ozam, Vashamea, Yisa, Bracha, Meis, Hashem, Yishlam, Gemula, Vazem. It's and I my mesora is that every takana chachamim has many more reasons than we know about, and how great are the words of the chachamim v'yichod shamayishu America yishravim ha'umah sheshosim chalav chazir meishu mitzuyim shem harbe. In America they eat pig milk. Great. This piece is exciting. Why, by the way, what strikes you as odd? That's the story about the Yochai Shalchan. Is that what was the chashash in the Gemara for having not having Chalav Akum? There makes other milk in it. What was not the chashash? Anything else, right? Definitely not boiled up cow's brains, right? So, but as he said, right? But what's the Yochai Shalchan reacting to? That people think it's only substantive, not formal. So he says, not only is it true, not only is it true formally, it's true substantively, because there are many reasons for everything that Chazal say, and you think that it doesn't apply because people only drink cow's milk. No, they put in cow brains. And this is basically gives you, sums up, the opposition to the position of the Pri Chadash. Okay? Background. That's background. Is that there are two positions out there, the Pri Chadash, Chazanish, Paskin, that it's purely substantive, and if there's no Chash, so it's Mutter. And the rest of the postgame, Shulchan Aruch, all postgame reject this, it's formal, and the Aruch HaShulchan goes to great lengths to establish that this is the case. Yes?
Does the Aruch HaShulchan actually believe this, like, on a practical level? Does it, like, never apply the Dalam Basel Zera?
I don't know if he never does, but here he says Shulchan Aruch didn't. Right? Right? It depends, right? You never know which one is going to be which. Well, I mean, maybe you do.
Like,
it's hard to know anything.
Not
necessarily, because it, well,
assuming
you've determined
consistency.
Maybe. It's hard to tell. Postgame are not 100% consistent on when, on how much they view the world as formal and how much they view it as
substantive. I'm saying if his argument is that it's substantive, but there are multiple substantive.
Well, that's the Gra also. So I would assume that he would be reticent, but I have not done a systematic study of all Xeris Drabanan. I don't know, right? You'll find time when the Bali Tosfos will say something's formal, and sometimes when they'll say it's substantive, and, you know. Whatever. Yeah, Ruben.
Is it possible that this thing, the harsh reaction actually has to do with the Haskalah and was addition to integration of citing?
It is possible.
It's like changing from a substantive Easter to a formal Easter to get to the other Easter.
It's possible, except here Shulchan Aruch also does, and Shulchan Aruch is 700 years before. The Aruch HaShulchan, at least in paper, is responding to the fact that the majority of poskim that we take seriously, the halacha, like Shulchan Aruch and all the Nasikilim and all the Rishonim, all thought it was formal. I have no idea whether there was also some polemic going on. I have no idea. I mean, it's possible, but I have no reason to believe that in this case, at least. Fine. Okay. So now, who here has actually read through Ramos's Truvos? And I only put, I think, two of them, or maybe three of them, but there's many, on Chalav Yisrael. Good, no one's read it. You've glanced at it. Okay, fine. That's good, too. So someone tell me. What, until now, if I had asked you, right, erase the last 15 minutes. If I'd asked you, does Rav Moshe paskin like the Brit Chadash or not, or slash, what do you know about Rav Moshe? What would you have said?
You would have said that he's Mekah.
What? Well, you would have said he's Mekah like the Brit Chadash. Why? Because what is Lahalacha? What is, they're just these two. What is Rav Moshe's psak? That? What?
You can drink Chalav Stam.
You can drink Chalav Stam, what we call Chalav Stam. What is Chalav Stam?
Milk, where practically speaking, there was no possibility of there getting non-kosher milk involved.
Why?
Because of regulations,
right? That because of government regulations, we know that all milk, Stam milk, is cow's milk, right? So if I'd asked you, you would have said, oh, Rav Moshe paskins like the Brit Chadash. In other words, what is the Brit Chadash's heter? That is there an isser? Is there such a thing as an isser on Chalav Akum? No, there's an isser on Chalav Akum, which actually is a chash of treif, or well, not treif, but yeah. Chalav Tame or mixed cow brain. Fine, sure. That is not what Rav Moshe does at all. Rav Moshe pulls a spectacular feat of intellectual ingenuity. By which he, well,
rejects the
Brit Chadash and paskins that our milk is mutter. And this is going to open up, this is going to create a problem. Okay? Yes?
No, never mind.
Watch. Now let's watch. Let's watch Rav Moshe. Because Rav Moshe is the master of moves like this. Rav Moshe is one of the most impressive poskim. See, as an aside, right, if I had to take like the top 10 poskim of the last 100 years, right, we won't go through all 10, but you can sort of predict some of their methodologies. Like Shlomo Zalman is the most systematic posig. Like Michon Shlomo is so well organized. It is, he starts with the Gemaras, lays out all the conceptual possibilities, proves lays out every single problem he has to deal with, and every possibility in every problem, and then point by point proves how he reads each sugya and gets to a conclusion. Extremely systematic. Bavadia is pretty predictable. Right? Under most circumstances, he'll give you all the makaros and possibly the Beis Yosef unless he doesn't want to. Right? Pretty predictable, right? Pretty predictable, pretty straightforward, right? Rav Moshe. Well, no. Rav Moshe is the absolute master of intellectual ingenuity when it comes to Psak. As Rav Shechter always says, everyone thought that the Rav was a big Baal Mechadish and Rav Moshe was a conservative with a small c, right? This is not the case. The Rav was a very big Lamdan, but when it came to Psak, he was uber conservative. And Rav Moshe is one of the most radical of all poskim because of his sheer brilliance. In fact, you read through Tshuvas of Rav Moshe, and there are many very long Tshuvas by Rav Moshe, where how much evidence does he adduce for his argument?
None.
So what is the tshuva doing? So what? Well, yes. What he does in many tshuvas is he asserts something, and then he shows you every possible kasha you could have had on his svara, and shows you why none of them are kashas on his svara, and what you're left with is his svara. And that's it. And he's really good at it. And his svaras are often very compelling. It's not like it's not compelling. But Rav Moshe was an Eloi. And the ingenuity of his tshuvos is very, very impressive. Now, this is one such tshuva. So he says, Udavar ha-chalav shel ha-companies, which we now call Chalav Stam, because I assume people got tired of calling it Chalav companies. Or trying to spell that. Companies. Kuf, Aleph, Mem, Pe, Aleph, Nun, Yud, Ayin, Samech. Bimini Nasenu. Asher Yish, Pikuach, Amim, Shalab. Vim, Yarvu, Chalav, Beimat, Beyayan, Shuvigam, Yaskiriz, Ezek, Shalem, Shalchain, Vadai, Mirat, Chayid, Milarev, Yish, Tam, Godol, Lehatir. There is government whose revision. If they put in non-kosher milk, or even non-cow's milk, they will get fined, and their company, and they will be closed down. Now, parenthetically, and you'll see this is relevant, how big is this fine?
significant.
It's something like $50. It's a joke. I'm just going to throw that out there. It's like, I don't know, $50. It's a few hundred dollars.
Stammer.
Yeah, it's really like a joke. Like, they were not talking very much. This wasn't a big one. But okay, fine.
So why would you
stick
it?
Camel milk into cow's milk, you only get charged $50.
$50, $500, something that was very insignificant. At least this was true at some point. This is one of the critiques against Moshe. But okay, fine. But let's see what he says. So, you would have all said, well, if he's going to be Mater, and we know he is Mater, that's Mefursam. So then, he's going to possibly like a Brichadash. So he starts off, Af below sheet as a Brichadash. Even if we don't paskin the Brichadash, which we don't, Mishum, da iker, the idea, brura, hi, kiriyah, mamish. So he says, yeah, there's, we can, what did he do? In one sentence. Right, yeish, tam, gozalatir. Af below sheet as a Brichadash, Mishum, da iker, the idea, brura, hu, kiriyah, mamish. What do you do?
Says that there's a Jew watching it.
Ah, yes, right, in a moment of brilliance. All he did was the following. Said, the Brichadash said that Chalav Akum is mutter if I know there's not, no, there's, if I know there's no non-kosher milk. That we don't paskin like, because we think there's a formal chiyuv called Chalav Yisrael. Elomai, our milk, is Chalav Yisrael. Because since there's Pikuach HaMemshala, Iser, Yediya Ki Re'iya, it is Ki Yisrael Ro'ehu. That's it. That is the extent of his argument. Right? His argument is, there's a difference between Pikuach HaMemshala and just knowing there's no non-kosher animals around. Not knowing there's no non-kosher animals around means you think the Iser is substantive, and there's no Iser of Chalav Akum per se. I think there is, but I think this is Mamish Mamish. Call of Israel. And then he proves it. Just 1 second, right? He proves it. Called the Shavuos Taf Amadala Gamla Idos Mamon Ugdolo Miza Isa Betosvos Bishem Ish Mepharshim Gamla Din Riyas Besin Letzvilas Ger. And he gives an example that by Tzvilas Ger, if you know we went to Mikvah, you don't necessarily have to actually watch it. This is a big machlokas, how you actually paskin. Vizehu Geder Anansade Shematzino Barmi Mekomos. And this is Anansade. We are witnesses. That's what Anansade means. And here we know. Yes, Ruben.
So it's pretty much what he said. There's a difference between the idea of Barua and a lack of Hashash.
Yes.
What is that?
There is a difference between Yediyah Brura and Lag HaChashash. That is what Moshe did. Okay? This is a phenomenally brilliant tshuva. I sometimes have difficulty parsing the difference myself. Fine. V'avle dikiyuma dikidushin shav shal ra'u ela yichod hu kira'u habia mamish. For example, by a dikiyum of kidushin, right? We don't actually make them see the bia. They need to see the yichod, and we assume that they know. Benasas eishes is gomor v'afle chayiv misa lahaba alea achar v'achar kach shal litvos ba kidushin achirim. Fine. V'yosef mizeh chazin and afan anzadeh prusa mizeh ikhazaka in the most bilas bilas no. He said, look, there are other chazakas that we treat like anansades shukriya mamash from next gabo eating the kiyuma mafakula lin shows we get mashini mcdash lamina vegdila right. And he goes on and he gives multiple examples. Again, the next paragraph, he says, v'yesh yesh shop in a fashion nechav kiriya, and then he says, right, this is true even in the case. In some case, by chiyuv misa, right? V'nechshav riya dibimenafim at shiyiru k'derach haminafim af shachiyuv hu rakim hechnim kocho b'shofer shalom roze. For example, we paskin that at what point can you testify that someone gets put to death for adultery? No, not just with yichud. You can't put someone to death for that. But when can we put someone to death for niyuf? If you see what do they have to see? What? So, in theory, you'd have to see Kimchachu B'Shofer. You actually have to see penetration. But how do we actually paskin? Like Shmuel, who says, Bim Minofim, Kederach Haminofim. You have to see them, whatever. He has to, you know, they have to be, you know, whatever. Yeah, Minofim. And it looked like they're having Bia. Right? He said, you see, that it's an Anansada. Even though, halachically, what should you really need is Kimchachu B'Shofer. Right? You should need actual penetration. You need to see penetration. We don't need you to actually see penetration. We assume Anan Sade that if you see them looking like Menachem, they are Menachem. So, right, and then this whole paragraph, he goes, he continues to know this. No, obviously, rhetorically, what is the role of these two paragraphs? Is to establish beyond a shadow of a doubt, that
precedent,
right? That yidia is not just ki yidia. Ri'ia, see, yidia is not just ki yidia. Right, that yidia is ki ri'ia. That's why he brings this example, because by edus, is it enough to know that someone killed? Or had niyuf? No, you need edus. What does edus require? Ri'ia. Right, so he's establishing precedent that there are many circumstances in which yidia is ki ri'ia. And therefore, chalav, where there's only an iser called chalav akum she'ein Yisrael ro'ehu, and anything which is not chalav akum she'ein Yisrael ro'ehu is defined as chalav Yisrael. Yesh lahatir gam Yisrael yodin yediya brua devakaria. You can be makel. And therefore anybody who their business would be closed down if they were to add camel's milk, whatever it would be, this fear is ki yidia, the yidia is ki ri'ia, is ki ilu Yisrael ro'eyu. Now, before I read the next three sentences. So, until now, you grow up in America, and you know that there's a whole bunch of... There's a big machlokas in America. Do people rely on Chalav Yisrael, the Chalav companies, Chalav Stam, or do they not? Okay? So, if I asked you, how many categories, halachically, are there, if you, before looking at the actual chuv inside, how many categories of milk are there halachically in America?
What is it, three?
Three. There's Chalav Yisrael, there's Chalav Akum, and Chalav Stam. Right, and that's basically the lingo that has been created in America around Chalav Stam. But according to Rav Moshe, how many categories are there?
Two.
Chalav Yisrael and Chalav Akum. And what is Chalav Stam, Chalav companies? Chalav Yisrael. So does it make any sense to have a chumrah that people should eat Chalav Yisrael? What we call, what in America is now called Chalav Yisrael.
But he paskins that people should be mafir.
Ah.
And he himself...
Wait. So everyone also knows that, Rav Moshe said people should be machmir. And Rav Moshe himself maybe was machmir. Maybe. Machlok's amongst his sons, exactly. Right? One son keeps it, one son doesn't.
How does his sons not know what he drank? As someone that grew up in the same place, Moshe definitely was not
Mahmer. What?
He gave his grandkids Oreos on Shabbos afternoon, and that's
Oreos are parim.
Oh.
Okay.
He also gave them on Shabbos after the meat meal.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, fine. So now, what's the problem? Before I get to what Moshe is about to do, what is the problem?
How could you be Mahmer?
What does it mean to be Mahmer? If you think that Chalav companies, Chalav Stam, is Chalav Yisrael.
Is it for an external reason?
What?
Is it for an external reason? Like you gotta give business to Jews.
Right, but why do people do it? So.
You should be mocking if you don't trust the Sarah. I mean, the whole idea was based on a possible conceptual understanding, and if you're not wholly convinced of it, then there's a reason to be.
Good! Right, if you're not convinced that he's right, then you should be Osir. But if you're not convinced he's right, Then what is it? Is Chalav Yisrael a Chomer or Maker Adin?
It's Maker Adin.
Maker Adin. How many people do you know in America, if you ask them, in the Yeshiva community, a lot of people are Machmer for Chalav Yisrael. How many of them think it's a Chomer and how many people think it's Maker Adin?
Based on the question, I just think a lot of people think it's a
Chomer. Anyone have experience?
Yes.
What do they think it is?
They think it's Maker Adin, but they don't know anything.
No, actually they don't.
It depends between like some of the Hasidic communities, like Chabad, and some of the Mitnah communities.
Let's talk Litvish Yeshivish America, meaning the community for who Ramosha is poskening, right?
It's a Chumrah.
What does it mean? It's a Chumrah. Where did that idea come from?
Because you have like the Hadrian coffee shop, and you have like a lower level.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense according to Ramosha. It's Kiriya Mamish. Why would it be Mahadrin? And this is the problem, right? So watch what Ramosha does in. Yet more brilliant. I love these shuvah. This shuvah is just like so much fun. He said, "V'zeh hu gam l'kulei alma, dein tam l'chlok b'zeh." So first he says, everybody agrees with me. Why does everybody agree with him? Because
no one disagrees.
Because is called Yisrael. It's not the Prichadash. He's not relying on the Prichadash. According to the Prichadash, it's a Machlokas. If you rely on the Prichadash, you know it's a Machlokas. But this is not. This is called Yisrael. And there's no reason to be Cholik. So anyone who wants to rely on it, go ahead. And you're allowed to rely on it like most people do. Most people keep Torah, most rabbis. And Rachman al Islam, the whole thing you shouldn't say that people are doing wrong. Aval, but Mikol Makom lo Bali Nefesh min Aroi lahachmir. Bali Nefesh li machmir ve'ein bozem mishum yura. And there is no yura, whatever yura meant. There's no pretentiousness, no presumptuousness about being machmir. And I'm Machmir. Okay? Everything you've ever heard is those three lines. Now, what did Ramosha do? What did he do? No, not halachically. What did he do sociologically? What did he do? How? Well, before we come to him, let me take a parallel. Or take a different posek, who also is known for his category called Bali Nefesh Yachmir. Okay? Who am I thinking of? Who says Bali Nefesh Yachmir on every other page?
The
Mishnah Berurah. Right, now, for the Mishnah Berurah, what does Bali Nefesh Yachmir mean?
Like, you really should be Machmir.
Why should you be Machmir? No. Why should you be Machmir, according to him? There's multiple deos. You can be mach. You can be mekil, maker adin. Bal nefesh should be machmir to be yotze kol adeos. So that's a classic chumrah, right? That's what we call a classic chumrah. What's a classic chumrah? You can rely on it adin, or you can be try to be yotze all the shittos. Right? That's a classic form of chumrah. Yeah, right. There's some chumrahs where literally all I'm doing is doing something better. Right. Sometimes chumrah means I'm trying to be yotzei all the day. Right? That's the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah systematically suggests, and we talked about a little bit at the beginning of the year, why he does that, because he's being machmir both for shittos and for svara. Right. So that comes up with a lot of chumras. Yes. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, because of his attempt to be merakez all the shittos and introduce svara, mimela, in many cases, there's two ways you could go. And so what does he say? Bal nefesh yachmir. Then whenever there's any reason to be machmir, so you want to be yotzei kol adeos. What does Rav Moshe's dea of bal nefesh yachmir do? Matthew.
If you're not convinced by what I said.
Right. So what did he do masterfully? He said he created a category called bal nefesh yachmir. But for him, what does bal nefesh yachmir mean? If you want to act as if my svara is not right, so do that. I do it myself. Elamai, right? He created the category called Chol of Yisrael, what we call Chol of Yisrael, because according to Ramosha, it doesn't make any sense. No, well, actually, no, right? Right. I mean, what? Well, he created one of them. He created one of them. He created Chol of Yisrael, Yisrael, right? He created a category called Yisrael Roehu Mamish versus Yisrael Roehu, right? Meaning, Ramosha, what did he do in his tshuva? He said, Chol of companies, Chol of Stam, is Chol of Yisrael, and despite that fact, there is a chumrah to only rely on Yisrael Roehu Mamish, even though everything is Chol of Yisrael. Now, what's the effect of that tshuva? If you go to America and you ask the OU, why do you give Hechsher to Chol of Stam? What do they say?
It's Chol of Yisrael.
Who do they rely on?
Rav Moshe.
If you go to a yeshivish person who doesn't drink OU milk, who do they say they're relying on?
Rav Moshe.
What did Rav Moshe do by creating this category? By saying that even though logically it doesn't make sense, because legally he was claiming that all Chol of is Chol of Yisrael, by creating a category built into his tshuva called Baal Nefesh, who only has Chol of Yisrael Mamish, everybody is following Rav Moshe, and kimat nobody thinks that the people relying in his kula are violating the Ikar HaDin, because they have no reason to. Because they can just as justifiably say they're relying on Ramosha as the OU can. Which means that he negated the possibility of anybody who was accepted as authority to criticize anybody for doing anything. Right? That was the upshot of his tshuva. Right? It's a genius, absolutely genius tshuva. Right? So if you look, and I gave this here the first time, I actually, just to make things easier, look at the front page. Right? I was, you know, some of the things we discussed, right, things to notice in response to literature, right? One is that it's case law, not theoretical law. It's written in a specific time, a specific person, right? It's meant to explain the law and persuade, right? The framing is important, the rhetoric is important.
Why is rhetoric important?
Right, in Shuvos, because you're persuading.
But it's important in the writing of the Shuvos, it's important in the reading of the Shuvos.
Yeah, because you are not trying to get just the argument, you're trying to get the feeling, right? Sometimes a posik will, right? You remember last week, right? You were here last week, right? We did 2 weeks ago. We did Lifnei Iver, right? Where he didn't just say it's Asur L'Shuv Lifnei Iver. He said it's Mesis with all the right. It's clear that it's not just opposition; it's strong opposition, right? Now, what's also interesting to notice is that creating consensus is powerful because what it does is it gives you authority. Right? If you can come up with a way to paskin for everybody and ensure that everybody keeps halacha and views themselves as following you, that's extremely powerful. Right? Because that allows you to shape the entire situation because everyone is listening to you. Right? Now, another thing you can do is find ways of creating creative categories and keeping precedent at the same time. Right? So, think about what Moshe is doing. He's very creatively reinterpreting Chal of Yisrael, such that which anyone would have thought is Chal of Akum, which might be much like B'chadash, is not Chal of Yisrael. But in order to... Well, what is he doing? Right? Who is he creating the Chumrah for? For people who want to keep Chal of Yisrael?
The classic way.
Now, is there a halakha category called the classic way?
No,
because he thinks it is Chal Yisrael, but he created a category called a Bal Nefesh who doesn't want to keep halacha legally, he wants to keep it classically. Right? Meaning, classically understood, Yisrael Roeyu means Yisrael Roeyu Mamish. I think Chal of Company is exactly Yisrael Roeyu. But because he wants to justify the Chumrah of people who like tradition for the sake of tradition, he creates a category called Bal Nefesh Yachmir. So I love this tshuva is because what it did is, right, and in a sense, Eli Fisher made this point, it's the opposite of Reb Moshe, of the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura wants to be Yotzei Kol HaDeos, so he creates a category called Baal Nefesh Yachmir, right? Reb Moshe wants to allow people not to be Yotzei Kol HaDeos, so he creates a category called Baal Nefesh Yachmir, so that he can simultaneously justify the people who rely on his kula, and justify why people wouldn't rely on his kula, and they're all mitachas Reb Moshe, right? Right? Meaning, Mishnah Brura encourages people to be yotzei kol hadeos, right? Reb Moshe, well, doesn't, right? There aren't two deos, right, here, right? Right, meaning, what does he do? He creates a category called Baal Nefesh Yachmir as a tool to explain why really everyone's following him. Right? Meaning, he finds a way, right, instead of creating two different categories of people, right, people who are Yotzei Kol HaDeos and people who are not Yotzei Kol HaDeos, he creates multiple categories to explain everyone's behavior within his own psak. Meaning, he manages to unify everybody rather than split them. Right? Chumrah for him becomes not a way of saying, I'm being Yotzei Kol HaDeos, but rather I'm keeping it halacha classically and they're just keeping it formally and that's fine. Now, if you continue, we'll just quickly go through Reb Moshe's other tshuvas here. Right, these are two more tshuvas on Chal of Yisrael, and you'll see that sort of this complexity that he's trying to do, he's trying to accomplish, is developed in the next two tshuvas also. So he says, "V'dvar Moshe k'stav shirot talag b'chal v'shal company shem tachas hashkachas hamemshala yesh lo dam kol mishum shidi nachshavas kariya." V'lo yezeh b'chal yezer kevin chasu rak bein Yisrael reyu dam kol v'asher kavter rasu shalach li tshuva. Mavkira mi pakira shelton shonish al zehurak me 25 ad $100, right? V'gam, hey, mekablei shochda. He said, and even though you tell me you have a letter from a government official who says that the fine is $25 to $100, and everyone is known to take bribes, right? So you would think this would throw a wrench in the Mitzia's argument here. Lo nizbat lo b'zai yedia. No, I'm still right. Nah, taking a bribe is illegal, and no one's going to do it. And if they wanted to get people to milk the non-kosher animals, they'd have to pay a lot of money. It wouldn't happen. Says giving everyone a bribe is not worth it. It's going to cost them too much money. And without impetus, they're not doing it. Right, and what you're going to tell me? Maybe it's a little bit of milk he's going to put in that he doesn't need the workers. That's only then he would only be making a little money. It's not worth it. And because of the fear of law, even if the knas is small, they won't do it. And he said, it's not the fine, what is it? If they do it too many times, they'll lose their license. So I don't care if the fine is nothing. The chash down the road, that they'll lose their license, that's enough. And that which you said that you need Edim Mamish, right? Note the rhetoric, right? Moshe is the master. Not, I disagree. Lo nitan lehamer, impossible. No one would ever say such a thing. Right, what's his raya? Now this is a powerful raya, which he didn't actually bring in the first shuvah. Said, classic case, Yisrael Roehu is Yisrael Yoshev Bachutz. Yoshev Bachutz, does he see? No. Which proves you don't need Riya Mamish. You need Yidia, which is Kira'iyah. Impossible. And that's that paragraph. Next paragraph. Masha Palik Atumim, Biro Tabaz Biyado, Vishamu Ech. Then he. Okay, we don't get into all the technicalities here. We don't have time. He brings riots from Kiddushin, and then the Ktos. Fine. Look at the last paragraph. Elohim, Shivati Rishonashi, Tam Godol Makilin, Ninochona, Ubura, Aval Vadel Bali Nevishman, Aroy Lachner, Imzem Shem Yura, Rakhaz Avisham. Right, so he repeats it. Right, but here he adds one halachic argument. This, by the way, is perhaps the strongest argument halachically in the entire thing, which is the original case of Roehu is a case of Yoshiv Achutz, which is only
Yediyah Kiriyah.
But the last shuva v'nei bara inyan hetiv sheyesh tam gadol makil mechalav akamperi v'adini mohem. I've explained many times that there's reason to be mekel and that they're right. And despite that, I said you should be machmir. Then a company who used to join Israel and call him gam me farmers. When a jarak tam mata Yonatan does not assess you, rag me from a blog loss of tarobis, vahil on the hachmer kashach, ah, mashakonim me farmers, akum muamir, will I came into min, we know nizbada barov. Fine, and then you go to the last two lines. Right, v'lochein ein limchot biyada nogin heder gam b'chalav shal companies shal Yisrael shekonin gam mi farmers apazeh ein heder bar mishum alkol panem yesh lu al ma lismoch. And he said, if you have, he comes up with a different Okay, this is a complicated one. We should probably read inside. I'll go back. Right? Ach, in Masha Konim, the farmer's Akum Huamir, well, I came to him in Mimito Batabarov. Dav the dog of Rav Al Shach, Sivkatan Tezain, Kotav Chalshalo, Roa Yisrael, She Nechlav, Shinafal Tavshal, Osar Shishim, Ulai Hurak, Tavshal, Vaino Mino, Chavisho Shomino, Afshagam, Yisrim, Rabbanan, Sir Shishim. Fine. Skip to the next paragraph. To the next sentence. The gam kivan shapolim him akum lebach al liyad yisrael mamish ain liyad akum el liyad akum apolim yish ulay ladun kemoshu who shall akum lo nasa yisrael chalav atem yirsus kedila el. He comes with this clever argument that it could be that things are only defined as chalav yisrael at the moment when it transfers from the hands of the non-Jew to the Jew, which means in theory you could have things that were handled by non-Jews along the way. Right, and despite the fact they'll still be called Chalav Yisrael Mamish, because at the moment of transfer there's mirsas, right? Because his problem is what happens if it's by the farmers who don't necessarily have the same fear, right? So there's non-Jewish farmers and then there's somebody in the middle. What would you do? So he comes up with this added chiddush that the only moment we care about is the moment where it gets to the Jews' hands, and at that point there's pikuach hamemshalah, and we can remake it. Now there is another tshuva of Rabbi Moshe that I didn't quote, which is that who. Even though he says that in general people should be machmir, who does he say really should, like, really have to be machmir? Does anyone know this tshuva? Jewish schools. Right? He thinks Batei Sefer should educate their Talmidim to be machmir. And that's why, like in Rambam, we only had Chalav Yisrael in the school. Not by when you were there, that's changed after I left. But for many years, they passed. What? But when I was there, I know that they still do that. At some point, they changed.
They still
but,
have it.
What?
They still have it.
No, right. It used to be. Right, so it used to only be Chalav Yisrael.
It's actually the better milk. The other milk is spoiled.
Right, so it used to only be Chalav Yisrael for this reason. Now, so we have 5 minutes. So just to review what happened and put it together now, right, to speak to Yair's point about Chumrah. Right, so Chumrah can do a lot of things. Right, Chumrah, there are different types of Chumrah. Right, sometimes Chumrah means that you're always makbe to do a mitzvah in the best way. Right, that Chumrah is pretty straightforward. Right? It just means I do it minamuvchar. Right? I'm machmir. We don't really mean machmir. We really mean your mahader as hamitzvah. Right? That there's no controversy about. Normally what people are talking about when they're machmir is the question of being yotze kol hadeos. Right? Is I'm always machmir because, right, I always try to be yotze everybody. I always try to fulfill every opinion, and when you try to fulfill every opinion, you're always going to be strict. Because there's always someone who's going to be strict. Now, what's the justification for that type of attitude? Presumably.
Sorry.
Yeah, or in other words, you're a chayit, you're as onesh, you're a shamayim, right? That there is a sort of sentiment that, you know, if you really, really fear sin, so you try to avoid it at all costs. Now, mitzad echad, that's a very nice thing, but what's the danger always of excessive chumrah of being yotze kol hadeos?
You'll get confused with what's halacha.
One is that you'll be confused about what's the ikar din and what's not. And second of all, what's the other problem? Right, you make everyone else look bad. That's what we call yuara. Right? A third problem is that other people will be convinced to follow what you're doing and what and when there. What?
Then you have the right word
shifting. Well, yes, we have the right shifting. But the problem is, sometimes it'll push other people to be machmir when
they don't have to be.
Not only they don't have to be it, you don't have to be either. When they can't actually handle it. I mean, one of the costs of yuara, if you remember, yuara on the one hand is arrogance, on the other hand, it impugns other people. So sometimes that'll force other people who don't want to be looked down upon to be machmir, but sometimes they can't afford to be machmir. Right? They can't actually handle it, either financially, emotionally, religiously, or anything else. Right? Now, the solution sometimes to Chumrah is to these dangers of Chumrah is to
be Mekel.
Well, either to just be Mekel, right, or is to create a society that specifically frames Chumrah as Chumrah. Right? I mean, if you have a society where people recognize the legitimacy of being Machmir and of not being Machmir, or in other words, they view Chumrah as a Chumrah, and not as, right, they don't start thinking, well, if I'm doing it because I want to be Yotze Kol Hadeos, that means it's really Ikar Adin according to somebody, and therefore really, really, it's not a Chumrah, it's an Ikar Adin, just according to this Posek, and I'm following that Posek, right? Which mimela creates divisions, right? You create a society where people recognize the value of being machmir and allowing people not to be machmir. Now, what Rav Moshe does is exactly that, right? Here, Rav Moshe had a choice in front of him. He thought that it was mutter because yediyah kiriyah, and he has good rayos to yediyah kiriyah. It's a brilliant legal move, but still, he's good rayos for it, but it's creative. Now, what's the danger? If people reject him out of hand, so what do? What's the danger? Is that you have people who think that everyone else is eating treif. But here, recognizing the ability of chumrah to unify, if you encourage people to keep chumras, but beget their chumras, instead of saying, those of you who want to follow Chal of Yisrael, classically understood, right, are just crazy, because then what will they turn back and say? You're wrong, and anyone who follows you is eating treif. He says, no, I recognize the religious sensibility behind being machmir, like the classic understanding of Chal of Akum. And therefore, what he encourages is a society in which people take on that chumrah, not because it's a legal chumrah, right? But because he recognizes, right, what he transforms it. He said, I'll create a category called being machmir to keep halacha as it looked classically, which allows everyone to find place, like find their place within his psak. Mimela, what that does is create a consensus behind him. And if the consensus is behind him, what does he have the ability to do? He has the authority to defend the mekilim and justify the machmirim without making them look like, and this is always the danger of those who are mekil, right? What do mekilim often say to people who are machmir? That's fanaticism. But Rav Moshe, by creating a tshuva that justified everyone, prevented the mekilim from calling the machmirim fanatics and prevented the machmirim from calling the mekilim ochlei treifos. Right? So what Rav Moshe does by Bali Nefesh Yachmir is create a new category called not I'm being Yosef Kaladeos, but I'm giving a nod to the people who want to keep halacha classically, even though I think legally there's no justification for it, in order to create a psak that speaks to everyone. And this, you realize the power rhetorically of what this did, right? And socially, and you look at it in America, it succeeded. Right? Kim'at, you won't find somebody who doesn't claim he's relying on Rav Moshe. In some Hasidic communities, you will, because they never really accepted
Lakewood
him.
Doesn't
but
rely on Rav Moshe today. Lakewood doesn't rely on Rav Moshe.
So I'm not sure that's true. I think if you ask them, I don't think they'd say OU is treif.
They okay.
I don't think they'd say OU is treif. Hasidim might, because they never really accepted Rav Moshe. But
doesn't. Lakewood.
That's Hasidim.
Satmar and they're
Hasidim. Hasidim never.
Lakewood is not Hasidish, but they back Satmar and New Square.
I know that. Okay. I don't think that's true. But, fine. Matthew, you had a question? We have to go to the
same. It's exactly the same across the board?
Yeah. Rav Moshe has other cases where he does it. Eli Fisher has a shiur where he notes this. Rav Moshe does the same by the isser of having women teach in schools, right? He also has a similar model where he does the same thing, where he justifies it and says, but, by the way, if you want to keep the classical one, I understand, but we can't, da da da. But Rav Moshe, this is not the only shiur, this is the most famous. He has it in about three different cases where he does the same thing. You can listen to Eli Fisher's share where he makes this point. Okay.